Thank you for joining today's podcast. I hope you had a happy new year. Today's the first Sunday of the year, and I have another word of encouragement for you that comes from Isaiah 61:3 as our main text. But I will also support that text with our scriptures, including Psalm 19 and Psalm 72. Let's read today's scripture. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Today's subject is a continuation of the theme we started on the final Sunday of the year. It's entitled, There's Still Beauty Ahead. One more time, there's still beauty ahead. If you can bow your heads in a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now in the humblest manner that we know how, asking that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we don't even have room enough, God, to be able to receive, that you will decrease me and increase you, that your word will not return void, and that we will not leave this podcast the same way that we entered. We ask these things in your precious and holy name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. That comes from Psalms 19:1. The whole earth is filled with his glory. Psalm 72:19. The glory of God is best described as his beauty. God is omnipotent. He is the magnificent, all-creative, beautiful God. When I say there's still beauty ahead, that's not an opinion. It's a fact, because seeing God is still in our future, and God is beautiful. The words of scripture describe him as altogether lovely. Yet, how could a person really define what beauty is enough to know there's still beauty ahead? While growing up, it was popular to say, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Dr. Craig Nelson would say, human beings see beauty differently. There is no established pattern of beauty that one can say God is like. And if there was, it would be God himself. Beauty is the possession and characteristic of God and is one of the qualities which are distinctive of him. It is what emphasizes the form in which he reveals himself in the external manifestation of his presence and the quality of his greatness, authority, dignity, preeminence, power, perfection, and majesty. Yours, our Lord, is the greatest and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, our Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise. Your glorious name is what it says in 1 Chronicles 29:11-32. The word glory is used in the Bible to describe God's beauty and comes from the Hebrew word kabod and the Greek word doxa, which are most often translated throughout the Bible to convey God's wealth, perfection of character, splendor, majesty, abundance, and honor, as well as to convey the beauty found in heaven. The root meaning of the word denotes weight or heaviness, size, rarity, beauty, brilliance, brightness, desire, and adornment. This divine quality is beyond man's understanding, because the Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? Yet, this beautiful God longs for every person on this planet to come to know him in deep intimacy. Here are a few points of emphasis that will help us appreciate the beauty that's still ahead. Point number one. We should long for his beauty. Deeply rooted in every human heart is an unquenchable longing for beauty, a God-given sense that beauty must have a meaning that is larger and more permanent than oneself. It can both lure and excite for pleasure, delight, joy, and even bring relaxation. Every person longs to observe and be a part of beauty as they seek for a rare glimpse of greatness and yearn for a vision of glory. People are moved by music, the words of a poet, the work of an artist, a newborn child, the uniqueness of all all living creatures, the multicolored hues of a sunset, the brilliance of a sunrise, the majesty of mountain peaks, the melodic sound of a waterfall, the wind rustling through the leaves, the simplicity of a flower, the crystallization of a snowflake. These things cultivate one's sensory awareness and expands the consciousness in a way that creates an ever-deepening appreciation of creation. Yet, they are all but token twinkles and shimmering shadows of the beauty of God that has been inextricably woven through the fabric of all creation. Beauty is the universal foundation of all things. It is transcendent by nature. The beauty and glory of God is far greater and far surpassing any earthly beauty one could ever know. Everything about him is beautiful. His power is beautiful. His love is beautiful. His mercy is beautiful. Beauty is rooted in him. He is the foundation of all beauty in the universe. We should long for that every day. Point number two, his beauty makes him worthy of worship. Oh yes, God is worthy to be worshiped. Beauty begins and ends in God. He is the revelation of all that is good, loving, and kind. He even signs his name using the brilliant colors and hues of a rainbow and uses beauty as his messenger, declaring across the universe that he is all together lovely. Beauty is creation, is to draw mankind to the beautiful God, to create within a deep hunger to know true beauty himself. Yet, people often settle for an imitation, the created counterfeit, not the creator himself. They are drawn instead to a beautiful things and people. Each year, tens of millions of dollars are spent on cosmetic surgery, clothes, jewelry, and makeup just to look more attractive. Yet Adam and Eve didn't need clothes or makeup or jewelry as they walked naked in the garden because they were clothed in the beauty of God. His beauty, the beauty of his presence, covered them. The reason people are attracted to beauty and long to be attractive and wanted by another is because God is the ultimate beautiful one. He is the absolute original pattern of all other beauty. He made mankind to long for himself because he sees each person as beautiful and longs for intimacy with them. Anything less than knowing God will leave a person unsatisfied. What could this year look like if we all saw the beauty in each other every day? The ancient Greeks used the word beautiful interchangeably with the words excellent, perfection, and satisfying. The beauty of a work of art is not based in the individual colors or its shape and texture. The beauty is found in the harmony of how each element exists in relationship with the others. Beauty is the manifestation of the Spirit of God that animates all of reality. This is why when God created man, he said, "It is good." It wasn't just one man that was created, but mankind. The different perspectives, perplexities, and personalities of all men and women were created when God created man. We are one big melting pot of God's created design with a conscience, and God said, "It is good." Point number three, don't become separated from God's beauty. Don't let man say something is bad that God already declared as good. The attributes of God's character and nature obtain their infinite beauty from their relationship to each other. His love, wisdom, justice, power, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control are, guess what, beautiful. God is beautiful in all his ways. He relentlessly and lovingly pursues mankind, reaching out in passion with nail-pierced hands. It was the beauty of Jesus that caused the disciples to drop everything and follow him. It wasn't his looks or his charisma that drew them to him. It was his mystical beauty, the wondrous fragrance of love that emanates from him and ever consumes those who draw closer and closer as they take on his fragrance and his beauty. I hope that you have sprayed yourself with some Jesus. I hope that you're not worried about Chanel or Burberry or any of that, but if you have the fragrance of the Lord, it is a fragrance of love. How sweet it is, and it will draw all men unto you. The Bible says that God has clearly revealed himself to every human being since time began and the beauty of the heavens. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. God chose at times in the past to reveal his glory and perfection to mankind in a visible way, such as the pillar of a cloud and fire, the deliverance of the Israelites at the parting of the Red Sea, and his glory in the tabernacle and temple, because the Father desires to have what? An intimate relationship with every person on this planet. His original desire was for his glory to always dwell with mankind. The first dwelling place was a place of beauty, where God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. At the last dwelling place is a city of beauty whose gates are made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of pure gold, like transparent glass. The Bible states that all people have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Be careful who you point your fingers at, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that is what separates us from God's beauty. It happened to Adam and Eve. It happened to the children of Israel. But don't allow it to happen to you again. I'm so glad that I'm a child of God. Reading the prophetic message from Isaiah and the Psalm reminds me of the birth of both of my children. They were both born in a hospital. One was born by C-section, Miles. One had a natural birth, VJ. But each of them, it took some time for them to get here. And when they were born, they came out with all kind of goo and guck, but they were beautiful babies to me. And the minute that I heard their voices cry, I was filled with joy and emotion with God's beauty. The amazing thing about children is that they are produced after long periods of waiting, sometimes more than 9 months, given in pain, travail, and connected to all types of non-beautiful things. While inside of a mother, they have to be cleaned up and cared for from birth. But to mothers like me, even before they are cleaned, they are beautiful. How about that? That's the way that God sees us, and that is how we must see God. There is still beauty ahead. I know a lot has happened in 2020. There's so much that we're still grieving, so much that we're still counting up, so much that we're still trying to understand. But I want you to know, as we're in this first Sunday of the year, there is still beauty ahead. Why? Because he's still God, and God is beautiful, altogether lovely. Join me in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now in the humblest manner that we know how, asking God that you will touch each and every person that is on this podcast today. Lord God, we thank you for them being willing to join to learn more of you. And we ask that every seed that was planted today will fall on good ground. And God, that our lives will forever be changed, and that we will have your sweet fragrance, and that we will be beautiful examples of who you are in our lives. We ask that you will look on those that are still in despair, those that are still in grief, those that are still in loss of job and home and all other things, God. Lord, we ask that you will bless those that are in turmoil, those that are still in racial unrest. God, look on those children that are still trying to navigate through e-learning. Lord God, we ask that you will bless kids that are about to return to college. And Lord God, that make it a safe environment where no hurt, harm, or danger will come their way, and that they may be able to live out their goals. But most of all, God, that those that we know will be able to see the beauty of you in us, and that their lives will forever be changed. In your precious and holy name we pray, in Jesus' name, amen.